Hello and welcome to the Developmental Services Ontario podcast. I am your host, Val Baravi, Communication Specialist for DSO. The Passport program is a reimbursement program that helps adults with a developmental disability live as independently as possible in their community. Now, the program is administered through three different agencies: Developmental Services Ontario, also known as DSO, the Passport Agency, and Passport One. Today, we will take a look at how Developmental Services Ontario, your local Passport Agency, and Passport One are closely interconnected and what it all means for you. Today's podcast is going to help you understand the mechanics behind the Passport program and hopefully show you how it can help you live a more meaningful life in your community. In the studio with me today are Barbara Redvers, who is the DSO Service Navigator for Central East Region, Megan Hart, who is the Passport Coordinator for Family Service Toronto, and Dominic Pizzante, who is the Passport One Trainer for Family Service Toronto. Welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Barbara, let's start with you. Could you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your current role at DSO?
Sure. I've been working with Developmental Services Ontario in the Central East region since its inception in 2011 as a service navigator, facilitating intakes, service connections, also sitting on provincial consistency groups, as well as acting as the lead DSO liaison for our passport agencies in our region.
Awesome. Megan, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am one of the passport coordinators at Family Service Toronto. One of my roles is to support a group of passport recipients in managing their funds, whether that be through supporting with invoices or questions about resources and services. Their primary contact person.
Wonderful. And Dominic, could you give us a few words about yourself?
Sure. So my role at Family Service Toronto is Passport One Trainer. My role specifically over the last year or so has been just helping the 11 passport agencies in the province, as well as the transfer payment agencies, just understand the new Passport One processes and get onboarded with Passport One.
Very well. Now, as I mentioned before, the Passport program is administered through three different agencies: Developmental Services Ontario, the Passport Agency, and Passport One. And I guess it'll be good if we start with a brief overview of what the DSO is. So maybe, Barbara, maybe you can give us a sort of description of what is Developmental Services Ontario, really? What is its purpose and function?
Sure. Developmental Services Ontario is the single point of access for adult developmental services, funded by the Ministry of Children, Community, and Social Services. There are 9 DSOs across the province serving different regions. So for adults with a developmental disability living in Ontario, must apply through their DSO to confirm eligibility to receive adult ministry-funded services and supports.
Now, can a person apply to the DSO before the age of 18?
Yes, absolutely. It's encouraged to start the process at 16. However, you would not be eligible for ministry-funded services until you're 18 years old. They do encourage you to start the process at 16.
Is it possible to apply directly to the Passport program without having to apply to the DSO first?
No. Developmental Services Ontario manages the application process for all ministry-funded services and support. So initially, you would have to connect with your local DSO to have eligibility confirmed.
Okay, and here comes the million-dollar question. How do you apply for passport funds exactly?
Once you have made that connection with your local DSO and eligibility has been confirmed, a referral will be made to the local passport agency for the initial minimum $5,000 allocation when funds are available. If you do require further funding from that, there's what's called the provincial application package that will be coordinated by your DSO as the next step. And that's just a in-depth assessment around support needs. And for planning purposes, that information is also shared with the passport office so that if there is a request for a further allocation, an enhancement to your current allocation, then that will be the information that's utilized in terms of the funding that you're eligible for on top of the $5,000 as funds are available. And the passport office does maintain their own service registry at that point and would be in touch with the individual directly when there is funding that exists.
And what types of services and supports can one expect to access with the Passport funding?
So Passport funding is intended to be utilized for both community participations as well as respite. So community participations can be anything from accessing gym memberships to attending sports events to hiring a support worker to work on life skills or transit. And then on top of that, there's also the intent of using Passport funding for respite purposes. So in terms of unpaid caregivers and providing respite for those unpaid caregivers.
Now, Megan, let's talk a bit about the mechanics of funding. How does the funding work exactly?
So Passport is a reimbursement program. So the individual receiving the funds can choose how they would like to manage those funds, whether it be self-administered, which means that either themselves or someone that they're asking to will be responsible for managing those funds, sending us invoices, and then we will reimburse those funds to them. Or they can choose to use agency support. So that could either be a transfer payment agency, which is a ministry approved agency, a service agency, which is a privately funded agency, or a broker, which is a privately hired individual to manage the funds for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, say the person doesn't use all of the funding in this year, can it be carried forward?
Unfortunately not. So our year runs from April 1st until March 31st, and the full allocation must be used within that time period.
Does the funding need to be renewed every single year, or how does that work?
It doesn't. So as of April 1st, it's an automatic approval for the next year for the same funding allocation.
Now, what if the person wants to increase the funding? Can it be done?
So what they would do is, whether talking to us to determine that they would like to apply for an increase, then we would recommend them call the DSO to see if there's the need to do another application at that point. If the DSO does do the application for increased funds, they'll send it along to us and it'll go on our wait list until funds become available.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the invoices? Do they need to be submitted on a monthly basis?
No, it's really up to the individual's discretion how often they would like to submit. Some people do it more frequently or less frequently. It's really okay depending on what works for them.
Can the use of Passport funding affect the person's with USP?
No, so Passport is not considered an income and will not affect an individual's ODSP at all.
Okay, who can help, a client who's receiving Passport funding, get services in the community?
Well, everyone who is part of the Passport program and receiving funds is assigned a Passport coordinator. So they can give us a call and we can kind of talk to them about what kind of services and supports are out there, or at least point them in the right direction for looking for those resources.
So what would you recommend as a first step for someone to take, in order to get involved in the community?
I mean, I guess first it would really be setting some goals and determining what exactly it is that they're looking for, what would they like to do, and then giving us a call. So touch base with your coordinator and see what kind of resources we can provide, even if it's a matter of pointing in the right direction to a website to start looking at what's available out there.
Wonderful. Now, the other big question, I guess, is the wait list. And I know a lot of people are talking about that. And first of all, is there a wait list? And if there is one, then how long is it?
So there is a wait list. It is a prioritized wait list, so we're unable to attach timelines to it. And we don't know how long it is at this point. So what that means is that when an individual's application goes on there, we do wait until the ministry releases funds, and then we would give an individual a call and let them know.
Megan, a question for you. Can you give us an example of how people are using their funds in creative ways?
Absolutely. So people are incredibly creative on how they want to use their funds. I've seen some individuals hiring support workers to provide job coaching in the community, hiring a support worker to help them opening their own small business and providing that support to get them up and going. You have people who use the funds to purchase person-directed plans or independent facilitation, as well as attending different programs, community events, cultural events in the community.
And that's wonderful. I guess this is really the point. I mean, the Passport program is you can use it for so many things, but really what you need, I guess, is a vision.
Absolutely. And it's great to you can look at hiring someone to help you with that vision. So to sit down and help you create that plan on what you're going to do, what is the next year going to look like utilizing your passport funding and having that person stay involved to provide that support.
So there's really no limit to what you can do with the passport. I mean, the sky is the limit, right, when it comes to the passport program.
Absolutely. As long as it's within the ministry guidelines that are laid out, you can absolutely be as creative as you'd like to be.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I guess the passport one, and that would be a question for Dominic. Now, again, the program, the passport funding, and stands on these three pillars, right? We have Developmental Services Ontario, we have the Passport Agency, and we have Passport One. What is the purpose? What is Passport One, Dominic?
So Passport One is a single payment entity for all funding recipients across the province. So the role of Passport One is to reimburse the people managing funds and the client and the recipients to reimburse them for the services that they've attended or services they will attend.
Has Passport One been, because I know they've been in transition for quite a while, and has it been completely implemented across the province, or is it still in transition?
Yeah, so all 11 passport agencies across the province have been onboarded to Passport One. It began in May of 2018 with the first passport agency onboarding and ended in April of 2019 with the 11th passport agency onboarding.
Okay.
So all passport agencies across the province were onboarded.
Okay. So as you said, it's strictly the purpose of Passport One is really administrative tasks, right? And so it's not an organization like an agency that you can call and ask about your invoices or your funds. And do you call your passport agency or do you call Passport One?
Exactly. So I would still always suggest that the main point of contact for every recipient is their local passport agency, like Megan, their local passport coordinator. They have the answers for you. They'd be able to provide you with or answer your questions or advise on some of your concerns. Passport One is strictly administrative, like you said. So they don't. There isn't a way to contact Passport One. You should only contact your local passport agency if you have questions or concerns.
So I guess the purpose of Passport One is just to facilitate the process for the passport agency.
Yeah, so like you said, Passport One is strictly administrative. So prior to Passport One, we had 11 passport agencies across the province, all processing invoices in somewhat different ways. And the goal of Passport One is to process them the same way, using the same set of guidelines, so that it's consistent across the province. This in turn should allow for passport agencies to have more time with supporting the funding recipients and providing resources and supports.
Wonderful. So any questions should be always directed to your local passport agency. And since everything begins with the DSO, I guess this is the first step towards the passport program. I'll ask Barbara, how do we get in touch with you?
You can call 211 to get the phone number to your local DSO office, or you can visit dsontario.ca and find the contact information for your area DSO by entering your postal code or region, and it will direct you to the correct DSO.
Awesome. Is there anything else that we missed that you'd like to mention?
I think it's just important to mention that when there is a change in an individual's situation or support needs, that they continue to keep the DSO apprised of those changes and updates so that we can then in turn share those updates with the local passport office.
Can you give me an example of a change?
One of the most common changes that you probably would see is individuals that are finishing secondary school to provide that update to the DSO so that we can update that on their client profile and share it with the passport office, because somebody that is no longer attending school might have a different priority in terms of accessing those passport funds than someone who is.
So I guess things like change of address, or if you move to another province, or I don't know if you, marital status changes, if you get, you know, things like that, I guess, right?
Absolutely. Anything that's a change in that individual's life or situation, absolutely, it's important to update the DSO.
It's been a pleasure having you here. Thank you, Dominic.
Thanks. It was great to be here.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
I hope that this podcast session has helped our audience to understand the passport program and its many benefits. We'd love to hear from you. Please send us your comments and suggestions for future podcast topics to info@dsontario.ca or via our social media accounts @dsontario.ca. Thank you.